דקה, זקה, עברת בי כמו תפילה, דימה טובה, נושקת בי את יופייך, עצוב ומאושר. La 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 la.
Welcome to another episode of the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. I am your host, David Feldman, and today we will be discussing the stereotype of the emotional woman. But first, if you like my work, please leave me an iTunes review and subscribe. This is an easy way to say thank you, and more importantly, helps me build up this channel so that more people, such as yourself, can benefit. One of the most oft-discussed yet misunderstood topics in the manosphere is why women appear to be so emotional. I say misunderstood not because I understand it at all. I am equally confused. I say misunderstood because in spite of all the conversation and theories, nobody has any real answers that satisfy, so the conversation continues on and on. And that women are so emotional does not negate the very real fact that there are emotional men, and also women who can behave more stoic and rational. However, the perception and experience of many, many men and women is that the emotional energy is a major driving force of the feminine. I once had a female client share with me that she has been feeling so emotional lately that when her son asked her, "Mommy, have you seen my shoes?" she responded with, "I feel that they are under the couch." This disparity between men and women has brought with it much consternation. For the most part, men have a steep learning curve figuring out how best to relate to and support their female counterparts, both at home and at work. Conversely, that men just cannot relate and don't understand causes great frustration in women who are trying their best to open up and connect with the men in their lives. But as we move further across the spectrum, something ugly occurs. On the far ends, the differences become pathologized in both directions. Women publicly accuse men of being too masculine, too disconnected, and too aggressive. Perhaps they are forgetting that the very world they live in, from the shoes that they wear to the home they live in, to the very freedom they have to express their opinions, was created and protected by the masculine. And men accuse women of being too emotional, irrational, and illogical, too difficult to live with. Perhaps they, too, are out of touch with the warm, motherly embrace and understanding smile they needed as children to grow up into the strong men they are today. Perhaps they do not recognize that it is these very qualities which ensure the emotional and mental health of the next generation of good people. Jewish mysticism explains that masculinity is a reflection of the creative, independent, and impulsive aspects of the divine. Femininity reflects the nurturing, guarded, and connecting aspects of the divine. Quickly after the world was created, God recognized that it was not good for man to be alone. So woman was then created. There are hundreds of interpretations of this teaching, but there is one that everybody agrees on. Men and women are a team. We complement and need each other and cannot live without each other. I am a man trying to build a home and raise a family. I need my wife, my partner, to build it with me. Yes, it may be difficult to sit and listen for hours to your partner about how hurt she is that a friend didn't invite her to a party, or how her boss didn't recognize her efforts, or how I, on rare occasion, don't attend to her needs, and the list goes on and on. This can be difficult, uncomfortable, unfamiliar, and frustrating. But it's a price I'm happy to pay to have her by my side. God has gifted me this wondrous, warm, emotional flower blooming inside my life, bringing depth and understanding to my mundane experiences. She blesses our family with an intuitive understanding of the heart, so elusive to me and so important to my children. This firecracker of love, concern, connection, and care is the glue that keeps us all together, that binds us as a unit and transforms these four walls into a home. From this lens, it becomes my privilege to share with her my strengths when she is being overcome by her own. While I'm at work selling my wares, she may have had an entire day putting out emotional fires for others, and now she needs a chance to share and absorb my fortitude and security. And it goes both ways. When my masculine energy is beyond what I can handle, nothing soothes me like her unending emotional support. I can and have read many works on the differences between men and women. I have joined many online conversations about understanding gender. I have a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. I have studied Jewish mysticism regarding the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And yet, I can confidently say that I will never really understand what makes her tick. And at the same time, I'm so thankful that we are different and that God has blessed my life, home, and family with a very emotional woman. Thank you for joining me on the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. Tune in next week for another episode. And don't forget to subscribe. And if you are interested in setting up a free clarity call, getting some awesome emails, or reading my blog, please visit my website at www.davidfeldman.com. Also, follow me on Twitter for all the action and fun, at David Feldman, for great tweets on building a better relationship. God bless and have an amazing day. Daka, zaka, avarta bi kmo tfila, dima tova, nosheket bit yofyecha, atzuv meushav, la 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 la. La 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 la.